Blog Talk Radio.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another second or another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Be strong. The feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat. The ways of trials that beat upon me. But to know, Lord, that in you I've got victory. I need you. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh, Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord. Oh,
good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honors to God, who is the head of our life. Welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're your host and co-host, Pastor Dale Douglas Sr., and myself, Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. The scripture for this morning is Proverbs 2 and 6. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 2 and 6, for the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding.
Hey, man, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're just excited to have you guys a part of our day, and we are excited to be a part of your day on this morning. We thank you so very much for tuning in and listening in. And remember, guys, to share the broadcast. You can also share the phone number. That phone number is 563-999-3628. Call in and be a part of the conversation on today. If you need prayer, those of you all who want to share your testimony, or you just want to tell us how the show is blessing you, we would be great to hear from you. But as always, guys, before we go any further, let us go into the presence of God, because we don't want to do anything without talking to the Lord first. Amen. Come on, let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we come thanking you for this day. We thank you for everything that you're doing in this hour and in this time, God, that we have been allowed to be able to share your word on today. God, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would give us the mouthpiece. We be the mouthpiece that you would desire for us to be, God, to touch the lives of those that are under the sound of our voices, God. Our prayer this morning, God, is, God, is that your outstretched hand, God, not only be over the people, but, Lord, your outstretched hand will touch their situation, then cause whatever it is, God, that is going on in their life to line up with your word. And we know that the word of God is true, and it is powerful, and it is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So, for that, God, we give you praise. For that, God, we give you honor. For that, God, we give you glory. And we thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. Amen and amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you guys again for being a part of today. We want to make sure that we acknowledge those that are listening in on this morning and those countries that are listening in. And we thank you guys so much, by the way, for being a part of this Worldwide Gospel Connection as we travel, as our radio waves travel across the world. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Saudi Arabia, China, and Hong Kong. Thank you guys so much for making the radio broadcast a part of your day. And you know, my guys, my PSA that I give every day, it never changes. It never deviates. It is just to tell us that we need to be constantly and consistently praying for our brothers and sisters across the overseas. Many of you all have heard the spiel that I go through and tell you guys about how important it is for us to pray, how important it is for us to stay in our position and stay in our place. I want to just tag this on this morning. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. That you pray for and how you pray and the mentality that you have when you go into prayer is what moves the hand of God. We talked on yesterday on our Bible study, we talked about being in position. There is a posture that we need to take when we go into prayer. And that's what we need to do. We need to continue to have this posture of prayer. Prayer is a lifestyle. My God, that's a good revelation. That's a good way to see it. Prayer is not just something that we do. Prayer is a lifestyle. And we have to realize that when we pray, we have to pray as if we know that the Lord has already delivered the situation into our hands. You have to go into a victorious stance. You have to go into a victorious mindset when you go into prayer, because you have to understand what you're doing. When you begin to pray, the angels in heaven, watch what the angels do. The Bible say they ascend and descend, and they're taking your request and taking it up to the master. He's taking it up to God. And so when we are praying, we have to be in that position, in that posture of prayer. And so when we're talking to God in prayer, especially when we're in warfare prayer, when we're trying to pull down strongholds, because the Bible tells us, he said, the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. So when you go into prayer, know that prayer is not just a thing that we do, but prayer is a power place. You see, the Bible says, he said, you should have power that after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. How do you get the Holy Ghost? You get the Holy Ghost by praying. He said, you should have power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all manners of evil. Because when we speak about this stuff, we're talking about, when we talk about the other countries, we're talking about evil in high places. We're talking about all these different principalities and powers that Ephesians tell us, Ephesians 6 talk about. So we have to get into that position and in that posture. And when we change our posture and get in that position to begin to pray, we need to get into a place that when we pray, that we not only destroy strongholds, not only do we go against principalities and powers, but we are victorious in that place. Because watch still, our prayer language. Come here, let's talk about 30 seconds. Your prayer language is what shifts the place where you are. So our brothers and sisters need to know, watch this, that our prayer language is turned toward heaven and is shaking the place where they are, because we're in warfare for them. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we have to be in warfare. We have to stay constant warfare. You got all these things going on around us, all these enemies, all this stuff. He's going to attack you left and right. He's going to come at you in every way. He's going to try to take you and make you stumble and fall on every hand. But watch this here. God is not just able, but God is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is stand in position and stand in place and get into the right posture in God. Get in the right posture in God and watch God move. We are here on this broadcast, and we want those ones of you all that's overseas. We want you to know we're in the right posture right now. We're in a posture of prayer, and we're praying for you. And we want the name of the Lord to be a strong power. And when we call on his name, the righteous can run in and be saved. We praying for y'all. We know y'all praying for us, and we know y'all praying about y'all situation, and we helping y'all pray about y'all situation. The Bible says, where two or three gather together in my name, I am in the midst. So we touch and agree on any one thing. It ain't say just, it say anything. It say any one thing. It don't matter what thing it is. And it's got to be a mindset of unity. So we unify with you this morning. We want to let you know we're unified with you this morning to fight the good fight of faith, to let you know that all things are working together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. And his purpose is being made manifest in your life even now. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, 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 and amen. God bless you. That's my PSA for this morning. I just wanted to make sure I touch base with y'all and let y'all know that we praying. Yeah, our prayer life and our mindset is, God, do it again, do it again, do it again. Let the revival, my God, yes, Lord, let the revival hit the earth. Let the revival hit the earth. It's time for the revival to hit. It's time for my God, that's my revelation for that's my revelation for the week. Lord, let the revival hit the nation. Let the revival hit the world. Not just the nation, God. Let the revival hit the world. I mean, where everybody come together, all races, creeds, and colors, we come together and we go and the revival hit. Yes, God. That is my prayer. That is my prayer. That is my sincere prayer on today, that God send a revival to us. Amen. God bless you guys again. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of today's broadcast. And remember, guys, that number that you call in is 563-999-36828. Those of you all who need prayer, those of you all who would like to share your testimony, those of you all who would like to just tell us how the broadcast is blessing you, we are here for you to call in and to listen in. We thank you so much. We thank you so much. God bless you. We love you. We love you with the love of the Lord. And we're excited about the broadcast on today. So you guys tune in and continue to listen in as God moves by his power and by his strength. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. Remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
I would have lost it all. Yeah. but now I see you're there for me, 'cause I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. When I look back over my life, I knew you would never be by my side. Say never,
never would have made it.
Oh, never,
never would have made it.
Yeah. 'cause I feel a switch in this thing. Yeah. I hear you stand. I hear you stand. Yeah. I ain't supposed to be on this floor, Dr. Lawrence. But I'm going to have to tell him I'll pay for it later. Because Bishop Sapp, when I look back over my life, I had to remember this position right here. It will win all the time. Somebody said that I'll never be.
Said a part of that song, a part of that song, she said, when I look back, he said, I realized this is the place that I was at when I made it. And those of you all who have ever seen the YouTube video of it, she got down on her knees. We just got through talking about that. That messed me up, y'all. That messed me up. Because see, what we don't realize is this: is that the only thing that works. Good God from Zion, my God, today I feel you, Holy Ghost. I feel I'm just it didn't hit me. It hit me just that hard, just that quick. It's that to where when nothing else matters. You get into that position and then you get into that place and you get into that posture of prayer, and once you start talking to the Lord, it don't matter what it may be. It may be a sickness, it may be a disease, you may be going through a storm, your life may be flipped upside down, things may be going all haywire. You can't find you can't buy a friend. You can't dial up a friend. You can't find them on Facebook, Twitter. You can't find them on TikTok. You can't find a friend nowhere. You can't find them nowhere. But when you learn how to get on your face and start talking to the Lord for yourself, God, God, it's something about that one-on-one intimate time between you and the Lord. See, because watch this, when you begin to pray and really talk to the Lord and really just let him come on in and just begin, oh, Lord, have mercy. When you begin to get into that presence of him, because see, all the other stuff around you start to just disappear. I don't know if you ever been in one of them places where you get to the place where you're talking to the Lord and you realize that it ain't open, it got a room full of people, but all of a sudden it's just you and the Lord. Yeah, that place right there. When your conversation begins to change because you know and realize and understand, yeah, this is supposed to be a corporate prayer. This is supposed to be a corporate prayer, but everybody in the room been dealing with some of the same stuff, and we start talking, and all of a sudden we all connect together, and our mindset come together, and we start praying, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, the corporate prayer turns into all of a sudden the individual prayer for everybody in the room, and everybody in the room, we all weeping and crying, and we all speaking in tongues, and the face, our face, we didn't went from that corporate look to, Lord, I'm broken before you look. Oh, come on here, somebody. It's not until we get to that place where we allow the Holy Ghost to come in and sit on our, oh, Lord, come and just sit on me, God. Because, God, if you don't sit on me, if you don't sit your Holy Ghost on me, if you don't allow me to sit in your presence, God, I'm going to break right here. Lord, if you don't come and talk to me right now, if you don't come and console me right now, if your spirit don't come and just watch them move around in the room, Lord, if your power don't come in, if your power don't fall, I don't know what I'm going to do. I need you to sit in my presence. It's not until we understand that it is that connection between what you're going through and who you're going through it with. Because, see, you're not going through this by yourself. He said, no, I'm with you always, even until the end of an age. I got a brand new analysis, understanding. I got a brand new comprehension of the 23rd number of the Psalms. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley, Lord, of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Even in my valley, he will provide. He said he will prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Hey, God, it's a place. Even though we may be in a hard place, God still will provide. He'll still meet you in your most desolated places, God. Places where, what to do? He said, Gay, oh, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. See, that valley is a personal place. Everybody has a valley. Don't get me wrong. I'm gonna bless you. I'm gonna push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny right away. Everybody under the sound of my voice, you got your own personal valley. You got your own personal valley. But see, it's not until you get the revelation that it is a personal valley. But while you're there, God is still working some things out for you. He'll provide for you while you're going through. He will step into the place. He'll step into your desperate places, God. And he will show up for you, even though it seems like it is the most trying place that you ever been in. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. I don't know who I'm sharing this morning. But your most desolated place, know that even though you're in your valley, God is with you. It doesn't seem like it right now because it looks as if you're fighting the fight by yourself. See, the valley is actually designed, watch this here, for you to change your posture. Oh, my God, I dealt with this last night, and this thing is still on me. You have to realize your valley is designed to change your posture. Because in the text, if you read the text, it says, I look toward the hills which come at my help. In order for you to look toward the hills, you have to be in a valley place. You have to understand the people, when they wrote these songs, they were in desolated places. They were in places that was uncomfortable for them. And so when they begin to write and they begin to share the psalmist and they begin to sing, they realize that if I look toward the hills which come in my help, my God, even though I'm in the valley place, I got to keep my head toward the hills which come in my help, and my help come. Even though my valley may be a deep valley, it may even be a dark valley, but if I look toward the hills, right up on that horizon, the sun is coming up. Yeah, weeping may endure for a night. Yeah. It says, let me read the whole text. It says, his wrath is but for a moment, but weeping may endure for a night. And sure, sharabande bo 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 shandai, dorande de de bo bo sha, jorande de de bo koran manana ma shaye, hukoto mandande de de bo ba. Joy comes in the morning. You have to realize, though you're in your valley every morning, you got to raise your head and look toward the hills and say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Ah, when it's head on the mountain, head on the mountain. When is your joy? When is your morning going to come? Your morning comes when you make up your mind that, watch this, I'm in a valley, but I'm going to keep on looking to God because I know he's going to change this thing. Your morning comes when you realize that even though I'm dealing with a sickness right now in my body, I know that if I look toward the hills which come in my help comes from the Lord. Even though my heartache and my pain may come here and let's talk for a while, even though my heartache and my pain may be overwhelming, I know that my joy comes in the morning. You just hold on and keep looking for your morning. Just make up in your mind, I wish I got sickness, but I'm going to still smile. I'm hurt, but I'm going to still smile. Going through the divorce, but I'm going to still smile. Going through a job loss, but I'm going to still smile. Children acting crazy, but I'm still going to smile. Marriage kind of rocky a little bit, but I'm still going to smile. Heartache and pain everywhere, I'm still going to smile. God, help me right through here. Oh, Lord, even though you may be going through what you're going through, keep on. My joy comes when I make up my mind that the thing that was meant to kill me is actually was the thing to make me grow. How do you know that was meant for you to grow? Let me help you. Because when you change your posture, ladies and gentlemen, even though the hurt and the pain is there, you still got a mama. You still got a mama. You still got a mama. You still got a praise down on the inside. You still, my God, let me tell you how you know it was meant for you to go. Because watch this here. The thing that was trying to kill you, you now realize that you could stand on it now. Oh, the thing that was meant to destroy you, you can stand in front of it and say, you almost got me. this time. Yeah. That place right there, that enemy that you see today, you ain't going to see no more because you done made up your mind. Decide. But because I know who I am and whose I am, I'm going to see this thing out until the end. The weapons of my warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. You have to learn how to use your weapons, ladies and gentlemen. You have to learn how to use you have to learn how to fight the fight. See, we try to fight the fight with words. Holy Ghost, you're going to mess these people up. Why are you messing with these people like that this early in the morning? You don't need to be doing this. We thought that warfare is with the hand, with our mouth. Actuality, our warfare, our fighting skills, our taekwondo in Jesus is actually your prayer life. When you learn how to get on your face and begin to talk to the Lord, and you begin to talk to him and tell him that it is in him you live. It's in him you breathe. It's in him you have your being. Even though you may be going through a rough time and the storms may be out of control and places that your feet are treading right now, it seems like every step you take is a step of pain and hurt. But can I be the voice in Zion for you today? Can I be the voice in Zion for you today? Can I be the voice in Zion for you today? Hold your position. Stay in position. Stand still and watch the salvation of your Lord from behind the scenes as he worked this thing out. Only thing you have to do is stay in a prayerful mind state. If you pray, yes, sir. If you pray about it, I promise you, the Bible says the prayers of the righteous avail much. I promise you, when you change your posture, and you begin to talk to the Lord will shift some things for you. He'll shift some things for you. Because watch what he does. Not only does he move for us, not only will he show up for us, not only will he make our enemy lost, but he'll give us the victory over every situation and circumstance that we face. The Bible tells us, he said, that we are more than a conqueror. We are more than a conqueror through Christ. You got to get the right allies in order for you to see the victorious place. Connect with the right people. Lord have mercy. Connect with the right mindset to God, and everything else will work out. Quit going to God with the woe is me attitude. Quit going to God with the I'm hurting and I'm no. Let me take that back. Quit going to God as if God cannot fix what you're going through. I want to change that. Quit going to God with the mentality that that you're going to somebody, somebody abnormal. Stop going to God like that. Stop going to God like you, like he's fresh to the tree or something. This is God. God knows all, sees all, and is all. He has a plan for you. He will not only work this thing out. Listen to the words that come out of my mouth. Not only will he work this thing out, but he'll make this thing work on your behalf. He has everything already worked out. You have been not only elevated, not only transformed, not only restored to life, but you have been given a place of renewal. He has renewed your strength. They that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew. Ooh, I said, they shall renew their strength. I always was perplexed by that passage of scripture because I would think that the Lord would renew our strength. He said, but they shall renew their strength. In other words, God's going to give you the power to overcome that thing. This storm that you're in right now, I'm going to have to preach a message on that. That's all that is doing. I'm going to preach a message on that. And that passage of scripture blessed me so to the point to where as I begin to read it, now I read it with a whole nother clarification. It's a whole nother revelation behind that there. He said, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings of eagles. Run and not be weary, walking not. In other words, God will give you the strength to overcome the place that you thought was meant to kill you. So, my little moment is over. My little time is up. Just wanted to tell you, change your posture. Get in a place to where you talk to the Lord. And not only just know that God is for you, not only know that God is with you, you don't just need to know that the Lord hears you, but you need to know that God is right there doing what he does best, and that is be God and be big in life. He will do just what he said he's going to do. He's going to fulfill every promise to you. It's my song. Don't give up on God because God won't give up on you. Just got to keep on holding on, ladies and gentlemen. And you'll see that thing to the end. Amen? Amen. Listen, we're going to take a musical break right quick, and we'll be right back. You listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will
question is, can you win? I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season, and it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them everything attached to you wins? Come on, let's just tell them everything attached to you wins. Now just tell them, say, it's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
You've got God to carry you.
It's your winning
season. But look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your rope. Tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't work failures. God don't call you defeated. You are.
Home singing this, I will remain confident. will see the goodness of the Lord.
Come on, you say
it. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. The Lord is my light and salvation. Who shall I fear?
What not?
Who shall I be afraid?
What not?
The Lord is my light and salvation. Who shall I fear? Who shall I be afraid? I will.
less of me increase. Lord, I want more.
Increase. Magnify yourself. shall see his face. I will understand it better by and by. Oh yes, I will. I'm gonna put on my robe. I'll tell the story of how I made it. Gonna put on my robe, tell
Donna Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers featuring that girl, Leandria Johnson.
Listen, when a person becomes a believer, their spirit is made right. But sometimes the heart rim, the soul rim, the mind rim is a little slow getting the message. Because life has left a hole in it due to molestation, low self-esteem, abuse. But I came to tell you that God has come to heal the hole in your soul. My sister Leandria is going to help me with this story. Take your time, sister. Sing it for somebody.
Deliver me.
Rescue me from myself.
All I seem to do is hurt.
Anybody overthink a lot, overthink a lot. That hurts you.
Hurt me.
That's right. Now let's take it up and cry out. Say.
Hurt.
Yes, sir.
Deliver me.
Take your time.
Because all I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody out there got that message?
Yeah.
We should be finishing it, but I need you to just say it one more time.
Lord, deliver me.
What?
Because all I seem to do is hurt me.
Rescue me from myself, God. And my background. Say it again. Hold up. Rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. That's right. Now let's take it up, choir. Let's take it up. We're singing this for somebody. Get down on your knees and just say, if my people who are called by my name would just sometimes get back down on your knees and pray and say, oh, this, anybody got it? Do I have a witness out there? Anybody need deliverance from yourself, from your overthinking? All right, this is it. I'm going to let you take it out, Leandria. Go ahead and talk.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is Pastor Dale Douglas Sr. and co-pastor Kashima Douglas. And our engineer for today is Prophet Maven David. Our overcoming scripture for this morning is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen, amen, amen. One of the most important parts of that passage of scripture is the entire portion of the scripture. It's really the entire portion of the scripture. When you read that scripture, it gives you the understanding that you're no longer have to be a captive of the place that you're in. Even though the situations and circumstances that you may be experiencing right now may be a very difficult place, a very complicated place, but know that God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And all the things we have to do is just trust him and know that he'll do just what he said he'll do. So when you look into this thing, when you look into this passage of scripture, when you look into this word today, know that he is able to carry you through no matter what your situation may be, and that he will be the source of your strength. So those of you all right now that are in that place right now, this is what I want to do. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Those of you all who understand and know that you're in this place right now. You're in this place right now. You're in this place right now. And that place that you're in right now is not the place that was designed for your life. Not designed for your life. We talked about earlier today, we talked about changing your posture. This is your opportunity to change your posture. It's time for you. It's time. It's just time for you to change your posture. It's just time for you to change your posture. God has given you this opportunity while you're listening to this broadcast to change your posture. God has given you an opportunity right now to change the way that you think about your situation. Yes, every one of us under the sound of my voice, the ones that have given their life, they were in the same place that you're in right now, a place to where you don't understand why you're there, but you know that you are there. You don't want to be there, but you're there. And we want to let you know this morning that God has a way of escape planned for you. He has a way of escape set up for you. He has a way of escape that you can walk. You can walk right up out of that place. Only thing you have to do is just watch it to surrender your heart and your mind to him. Surrender who you are to him on this morning. And you can do that simply by receiving this decree, this prayer that we're going to pray over your life. And when you receive this prayer that we're going to pray over your life, you can walk away from that thing wholeheartedly knowing, watch here, God has made a way for me. God has made a way for me. He has made a way for me. The Bible tells us there's no temptation known unto man that God has not made an escape for. And this is your way of an escape. This is your way of escape. Listen, let me decree this over your life. Just receive it. Just surrender yourself to this decree. Just lift your hands in this atmosphere right now. Lift your hands in this atmosphere. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this precious life, God. God, that is coming to you this morning to surrender themselves unto you. God, to give their life to you on this morning. God, to change their way of thinking and the way of seeing things, comprehending things. Changing the way that they understand where they are. God, this is their opportunity. This is the chance for them to literally give their life to you. And they're coming today, God. They're coming today. Thank you, Lord. They're coming today. They're coming to the altar today. God, to surrender themselves unto you. Hallelujah. They're surrendering themselves to you today. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. As they come to surrender themselves to you, God, I thank you, oh God. I thank you. I thank you for this altar that you have built right now, God. I thank you. God, they're coming. They're surrendering. They're surrendering. They're surrendering. They're surrendering. They're surrendering themselves to you today. Thank you, Lord. God, they come. They come. As I decree the scripture over their life, God, they come, Lord God. God, confessing with their mouth, believing in their hearts that you raised your son Jesus from the dead, and that they now confess that they are saved. They are saved. They're in a safe place with you right now. They're in a goodly place with you right now. Father, you showed up and you showed yourself strong and you showed yourself mighty in their lives. And for that, Father, we give you glory. For that, God, we give you dominion. For that, God, we give you honor. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they can ask or think. And no matter where they may find themselves at, God, that they made the decree today, and they are now in a good place in you. And for that, Father, we glorify you. 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 We call your name mighty, call your name strong, and we thank you in advance for all that you're doing even now. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for those who have surrendered their life. Thank you, Father. Now we're going to give you these three keys. There's some three keys that we're going to share with you this morning. I want to share these two keys with you. Once we share these two keys with you, I'll come back and we'll share some more with you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Those three keys are, first, get your Bible, King James and NIV. Two, find your church home. Whether you go in physically or online, remember, you're welcome to come and join us on the Op House International at Facebook, 10:15 on Sundays. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. Again, one, a Bible. Two, a church home. And remember, the Abba House doors are open if you want to come visit. Come watch us on Sundays, 10:15 on Abba House on Facebook. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but it's living the word. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. No, it's not going to be easy, but it's well worth it.
Amen, amen. Also, guys, remember to join us on Tuesdays as well for the Abba House virtual Bible study as well. Virtual Bible study as well on Tuesdays at 7:15. Tuesdays at 7:15. I want to share this with you. I want to share this with you. Those of you all that are listening in, know that God is able to take care of your situation. Don't fear. Those of you, especially those of you all who are just coming over into the body of Christ, know that now that the enemy knows that you've given your life to Christ, and he's going to crank up volume on you. So know that even though he's cranking up the volume, that God has a volume button too. And he will turn his volume up on your life as well. So just let God be God and don't worry about what the enemy is doing, because God had his hand on your life. God has his hand on your life. Amen. So listen, those of you all who would like to sow today into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you could do so by going to $WGC2020. You can also go to the Abba House, and you can sow there as well. We're asking for a seed of $25. Those of you who can, that will sow a seed of $25, please feel free to sow. If the Lord lays it on your heart to sow more, please feel free to sow more. And remember, the seeds that you sow into us, we sow into the kingdom, we sow into others. we sow into others. As a matter of fact, we are in the midst of a blanket drive right now, and we're asking those of you who can, who are under the sound of my voice, those of you also can, who would like to sow, or if you would like to sow a blanket, or if you would like to sow financially into us purchasing some blankets, because we're going to be giving blankets out to the homeless. So we would like to make, we would like for you guys to be a part of this outreach that we're going to do. Our goal is to try to get as many blankets out to as many people as possible. We didn't set a number because if we do more, we'll do more. If we do less, we're not going to be disappointed. But we want to give out as many blankets as we can. Our goal is to give out as many blankets as we can, and non-perishable items. Any non-perishable items that you have, little bitty packs of crackers, Vienna sausage things, those things, and things of that nature that we can actually hand out to them with the blankets, to give them the blankets, because we want to be a blessing to them as well. So we're asking you guys to be a part of that, so we could sow into the lives of those that are less fortunate than us in this season that we're in. Amen. We look forward to you guys being a part of what God is doing here at the Abba House. We look forward to you guys being a part of that and a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're two in one. We're a two-in-one ministry. We're the radio. We're the church first, and then we're the radio broadcast. We're the church first, and then the radio broadcast. God has blessed us to be able to do some great things in the past, and we look forward to doing some great things in the future. We look forward to you guys being a part of that. Again, you could sow the seed, or you could give us the blankets or the perishable items that you would like to share with us. Please feel free to go to the Abba House or to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook, and you can message us and let us know, hey, I want to be a part of this. This is what I'm contributing. And if we have to come and get it, we'll have to come and get it. However you guys want to do it, that's what we'll do. If you want to meet somewhere, we'll do it that way as well. However you want to proceed with it. But we want to be able to be a blessing to those who are less fortunate than us in this cold season that's going to come. We need to be this way the whole season around. But we are a small ministry just growing, and we look forward to being able to be a blessing to other people by sowing into the lives of those that are broken, battered, and bruised, and have all these things. We have a lot of things that we have under the umbrella of the Abba House. So listen, we are excited about what God is doing. We want to share this thing with you. We want you to be a part of it. We want you to be connected to it. We want you to have a intricate part in what God is doing with us and for us right now. And we know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Again, those of you all who are going to sow, we look forward to that seed that you would sow into the ministry, so we can be able to sow that seed that you sow into us, into others. Amen. That is our goal. That is our purpose. And we love you guys so much for it. Those of you all who, again, who would like to be a part of the Abba House church, this family as well, those of you that are listening on the broadcast, feel free to message us on the messenger and let us know, I would like to be a part of the Abba House family. Amen. And connect with us on Abba House Facebook for all of our virtual services that we have. We have virtual church services as well as virtual Bible study. And some other things that we're getting ready to institute into there as well. So we look forward to you guys being a part of what God is doing in this hour right now. We thank God that you are a part of what he's doing. And we look forward to you guys being there with us. We look forward to you guys being there with us. Amen. And again, remember to call in tomorrow. Tomorrow is Women's Day Thursday. We have a fantastic guest that's going to be with us tomorrow. Remember to be a part of that as well. Connect into that. Connect in. Join in the conversation. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer, or if you just want to share your testimony, or you just want to tell us how the broadcast is blessing you. Remember, we love you guys so very much, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. You guys have a great day, and we look forward to you guys joining us again tomorrow, right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
What you want to do, God? Be God in this room. Be God in this place today. And that'll be more than enough. Blow my mind. Blow my mind. You can do it. Blow my mind. Do the impossible. Anybody desire that today? Come on, tell them. Blow my mind. Oh God, you can blow. You have the ability, God. Oh, do the impossible. That with us.
I have not seen.
Oh,
is have not heard.
Yeah.
I can imagine what you have in store.
Come on, somebody throw both of those hands up and say, God, you can blow my mind. I need you to let your faith rise as you make that declaration. You can blow my mind. God, we're ready. God, we're ready today for you to blow my mind. Do the impossible. Because you can, God. Come on, from your heart, say, blow. Position now, God, you can blow my mind. Oh, do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think today. Oh, you can do the impossible. Listen, I have good news today. I need you to know that God can do anything. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, God can do anything. I need you to find somebody. Just look them in the eye for me and tell them that God can do anything. I don't know what you're believing for today. Oh, but God can do anything. Come on, if you're watching online, I need you to just raise that witness. Every voice, say,
God can do anything.
He's able to do it. Strong enough, God. You're big enough, God. Is there anything too hard? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I need somebody to let your faith rise in this moment and declare, God can do anything. You can do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. He's able to do whatever you need him to do. Just declare that my God is able. He's strong enough. He's big enough.
God can do anything.
Yeah.
increase your faith today. I believe that the miracle worker is in this room. And somebody came in here today needing a miracle in your life. Well, I got a testimony this morning.